reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Reflect to Succeed. And mashallah, today on the silsila Reflect to Succeed, we are going to be discussing a very important matter, a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding the importance of neighbors. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the one who sends salawat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that person will find my shafa'ah, my intercession, on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us all collectively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, devotees of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we are discussing the importance of neighbors. And many a times, this is taken lightly in today's time and age, where people, you know, don't really show importance to their neighbors. But our beautiful deen of Islam, our beautiful religion, it shows us, it motivates us, and informs us regarding the importance of neighbors. Understand it through this parable, wherein there was a particular man who once lived in Basra with his physically impaired daughter. So one of his neighbors was a wealthy person, but he had a good heart. And he would host a gathering in his home every year on the night of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Guests would gather in his home, recite the Holy Quran, perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the host, he would, you know, he would then give food to the attendees, as well as he would help the poor, the widowed woman and orphans. So one day, the physically impaired daughter asked that, "Oh my father, why does our neighbor invite people to his home on the same night every year?" The father replied that, "Oh my daughter, this is because it is the night of Ashura, which has so much of significance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many excellences on this night." So now the daughter, she was happy to hear about this and the importance of Ashura. It was now embedded and planted in her heart. Whilst everyone in her house had fallen asleep, she stayed awake until morning, listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming from where? Coming from the neighbor's home. Now, when they finished reciting the Quran and raised their hands to make dua, she also raised her hand and she said, "Oh Allah, for the sake of the sanctity and honor of this night, and these pious people who remembered you throughout it, oh Allah, grant me good health and remove my difficulties." Dua is accepted when made with the wasila and medium of the pious people of Allah. Before she had even finished asking, the physically impaired girl had her difficulty removed and she was able to immediately stand on her own 2 feet. So we see, dear of Madani Channel, this incident teaches you and I the significance of Ashura and its night in particular, right? That's one thing. It also teaches us how the mercy of Allah Ta'ala descend upon those who spend this night in dhikr and good deeds. There's also an important part of the story, which is the main highlight of what we are discussing today, is that we should all pay attention to, and that is the blessing someone can attain by having a pious neighbor. I mean, without a doubt, perform the neighbor was a pious lover of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he would perform good deeds and arrange gatherings of dhikr, This is how the physically impaired girl came to know of Ashura and its blessings, which led to her making dua and being relieved of her difficulties. A pious neighbor is nothing short of a huge bounty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a spacious home, a pious neighbor, and a good ride are blessings for a Muslim. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, "Iltamisu al-jara qabla ad-dari." That search for a neighbor before purchasing a home. What an amazing advice. You know, when people attend to purchase a home, a house, or a piece of land, location is the central point of discussion. What are the streets like? What is the sewage system like? Is there gas supply? Is there water? Is there electricity? These are, of course, important factors. And you should purchase a house that is suitable for you. But you should also look to see what your potential neighbors are like. Is the area home to pious people, especially those who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are they people who say, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam"? Do they respect the companions and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan? Do they love the awliya Allah? If this is the case, purchasing a house in this area will contain nothing but goodness. Even if the roads around this home are falling short, it does not matter, as those living there are people of iman, strong faith. However, if the place where you are buying a home does not have such pious people around it, if they are not lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they do not respect the companions and Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, if they have hatred towards the awliya Allah, then it does not matter how well built the surrounding roads are, or how good the sewage, water, gas, and electricity systems are. Even if every commodity of the world is found there, buying a house around such people will still give you nothing but loss. Why? It's because the company you choose influences you. So purchasing a home in this location can be dangerous for your iman. Remember, before buying a home or plot of land, act upon this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Observe the state of your potential neighbors first and then everything else. Let's discuss something else which is extremely important. Just as someone is our neighbor, we become their neighbor. For this reason, we must strive to become neighbors who provide goodness and benefit. We must look after those who live in close proximity to us, behave beautifully with them, and never cause them any harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. The translation, and worship Allah and associate no one with Him, and be good to parents and relatives and orphans and the needy and the near neighbor and the distant neighbor and the close companion and the traveler and your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant, the boastful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This verse commands you and I to be good with 9 types of people. 2 of them are al-jari dhil-qurba, the close neighbor, and al-jari al-junubi, the distant neighbor. Now, one type of neighbor is he, and this is important for us to understand who are the close neighbors and who are the distant neighbors. Now, one type of neighbor is he whose walls are connected with your home, but your 2 doors are distant from each other. For example, your house is on a street, and behind your house on a different street is another house. The back walls of both houses are touching each other. Now, in this case, you will be distant neighbors. If the doors of the homes are near each other, then you will be near neighbors, close neighbors. The distance of doors from one another indicates whether you are near or distant neighbors. Like Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she explains that one day I inquired, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have 2 neighbors. Who should I give gifts to?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He whose door is closed to you." Subhanallah, subhanallah. And here now, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah says that from this hadith, you and I, we learn that the nearness of a neighbor is determined by the closeness of his door, not from his roof or walls. If the roof and walls of someone's house are attached to yours, but his door is distant from yours, he will be considered further away than a second person whose door is close to yours. Now, this will remain the fact even if the second person's house is not connected to yours. As the doors are closer to each other, you will be meeting and interacting with this neighbor a lot more than the other, especially during times of happiness or sadness. And he further says that this hadith does not imply that one shouldn't give gifts to a distant neighbor at all. No, the overall meaning is to give gifts to all, but simply give your closer neighbor preference in this. So in summary, this hadith teaches us how neighbors whose doors are close to ours are referred to as close, and those whose doors are further away are called distant. Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to treat both of them with goodness. Now in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed a companion to stand by the masjid door and make the following announcement that, "Listen, O people, 40 homes are your neighbors." Now Imam Zuhri rahimullah, he said in relation to this, that 40 houses to the right, 40 houses to the left, 40 in front and 40 behind. Like so, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated to these four directions. Now subhanallah, divas of Madani channel, Islam has given neighbors great importance, such that showing good conduct towards one's neighbors has been declared one of the actions that perfects one's iman. In other words, we cannot become complete believers until we fulfill the rights of our neighbors. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a servant is not a complete believer if his neighbor is not safe from his evil. Now, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took an oath by Allah three times. He said, "Wallahi la yu'minu." By Allah, he cannot be a believer. "Wallahi la yu'minu. Wallahi la yu'minu." And the honorable companions, alayhim radwan, they asked, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who cannot be a believer?" And he replied, "Alladhi la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqahu." He whose neighbor is not safe from his evil. You know, the companions, alayhim radwan, they once said, "No Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so and so woman spends the night in worship, fasts during the day, very, very pious, gives much in charity, but she causes harm to her neighbors with her tongue." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La khayra fiha hiya min ahlin nar." There is no good in her. She is from the people of hellfire. The companions alayhim ridwan then said that another woman offers obligatory salah, gives cheese in charity, and does not cause any harm. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Hiya min ahli al-jannah." She is from the people of paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now we are in need of contemplating this hadith over and over again. I mean, just think of how much a loss a person suffers by bringing harm or difficulty to his neighbor. And sadly, we don't even pay attention to this issue in the slightest. Some people throw their rubbish on the neighbor's doorstep. Some cause disturbances late at night. Loud noises can be heard from their homes, but they don't care if it disturbs their neighbors. If a wedding ceremony takes place, it is almost as if sleeping has become haram for surrounding neighbors. You know, not only do they indulge in the sin of playing music, but they shout and scream on microphones. Perhaps, you know, a neighbor who is sick, unwell, hears this and it's caused even more disturbance. Maybe a small child has its sleep totally disrupted. And unfortunately, some people do not even care about any of this happening. You know, some people start construction or repair work at night. Although this is not a sin, it can still disturb sleeping neighbors. You know, these actions should instead be done during the day so that people are not caused any difficulties. Sayyida Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha explains that a goat belonging to a neighbor entered our home and picked up a piece of bread with its mouth. I went towards it and took the bread out of its jaw. Seeing me do this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Umme Salama, causing difficulty to the goat will not give you protection, as this is nothing short of causing harm to your neighbor. A mouse once entered the house of a pious man. His friends advised him to keep a cat in order to catch the mouse. The pious man of Allah said, I fear the mouse will hear the cat and move into my neighbor's house. By doing this, I will become someone who desires for my neighbor that which I do not like for myself. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mindset devices of Madani channel. Nowadays, however, we only desire for our neighbor that which we do not like for ourselves. Who likes to leave rubbish lying around in their own house? As the bin or waste is far away, we decide to leave it in our neighbor's doorstep. Others wash the front of their homes with water. Of course, the dirty water that gathers cannot be kept in front of their home. So they decide to do what? To throw it carelessly onto the road. This creates mud on the streets, which causes difficulty for those walking by. Similarly, there are many other things which people do not desire for themselves, but are happy for their neighbors to encounter them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, he who has troubled his neighbor will not sit with us today. So a person said, I urinated beneath the wall of my neighbor's house. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not sit with us today. So we see deeds of Madani channel, those who trouble their neighbors and have no remorse, they need to think carefully. On the day of Qiyamah, when nobody shall ask how we are, when parents will abandon their children, when brothers will turn away from each other, when friends and family will hold you by the neck pleading for good deeds, at that time there shall be only one hope for us sinners. And this is none other than our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will intercede for us and have our sins forgiven. He is our only hope on that day. Otherwise, what will happen to us? You know, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his beautiful face away from us on the day of Qiyamah, what will we do? That is why, remember, it is not difficult to fulfill the rights of your neighbors. If Allah forbid we face deprivation on the day of Qiyamah, we'll be in loss. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, and one day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed wudu. Out of love for him, the companions began to rub the remaining water upon their bodies, seeking to acquire his blessings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, what has caused you to do this? Companions alayhim radwan, they replied, love of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are beloved to us. You are the peace of our hearts. We love even the water that comes into contact with you. And this is why we are rubbing it upon our bodies. Hearing this answer, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever wants to love Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or have Allah ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam love him, should be truthful when he speaks, be trustworthy when entrusted, and be good to his neighbor. And under this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yan Khan Na'imi rahimahullah says, and this highlights how utilizing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's leftover water from wudu to gain blessings is neither forbidden nor useless. One can definitely attain blessings from this. But this action alone is not enough to acquire the love of Allah ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To love Allah ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one must obey their commands. You know, these three actions, always speaking the truth, fulfilling trusts and behaving well with neighbors, are the root of correctness in all affairs. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these three actions in particular. So Muslims who correct their affairs will find it easy to correct their acts of worship. Speaking the truth, fulfilling all trusts, and conducting oneself well with neighbors are hugely important. Now, a large number of Muslims, they fall short in acting upon these three things. Many offer salah, many perform hajj, but truthful members of the ummah are few. So, TVs of Madani channel, we must never cause our neighbors any harm. Also remember, if Allah forbid, your neighbor is giving you trouble, then you must remain patient. Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah said that establishing good relations with your neighbors does not only imply that you do not harm them. Rather, it entails that if they are bad to you, you adopt patience. Subhanallah. A man asked Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I have a neighbor who causes me harm and speaks ill of me. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, go back. If your neighbor disobeyed Allah ta'ala in relation to you, then you should obey Allah ta'ala in relation to your neighbor. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the question may arise, dear Madani channel. My neighbor is inconsiderate and continues to trouble me, for how long should I remain patient? Sometimes patience is not an option with such people. Firstly, it's not common to have a neighbor who is extremely inconsiderate. Being good to others means if they cut ties with you, you mend them. If they oppress you, you forgive them. If they take from you, you give to them. Who behaves like this nowadays? People strive to cut relations. If someone is oppressed, regardless of whether he takes revenge or not, he will not interact with the other ever again. If we carry out our affairs correctly, with dignity, it's impossible for someone to continuously oppress us. However, if your neighbor is extremely unkind and unaffected by your good mannerisms, continue to adopt patience. A man once presented himself to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained about his neighbor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not trouble your neighbor and be patient if he troubles you. Death is enough to cause a distinction between you. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him 4 pieces of advice. He said, O Abu Huraira, كن وريعا تكون أعبد الناس. Be righteous, you will become the greatest worshipper among the people. The second advice, وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكون مؤمنا. And love for people what you love for yourself, you will become a complete believer. The third advice, وأحسن مجاورة من جاورك تكون مسلما. And be kind to your neighbor. You will become Muslims who are granted peace. And the fourth advice, وَأَقِلِ الضَّحِكَ and laugh little. فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضَّحِكِ يُمِيتُ الْقَلْبَ. Indeed, excessive laughter causes the heart to die. What beautiful advice is Divis of Madinishan. We should also implement these beautiful advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Now, while seeking to please Allah ta'ala, it is necessary to be kind to our neighbors and fulfill their rights. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that a man came and asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I come to know if I am doing good or bad? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if you hear your neighbor say you have done good, then indeed you have done good. If you hear your neighbor say you have done bad, then indeed you have done bad. We now have an idea of how important our neighbors are. It is as if our neighbors are a certificate of our character. People may greet you by calling you a haji. People may kiss your hands at gatherings and give you respect. But they are not a witness to your good character. The decision of whether you are a good or bad is made by the tongue of your neighbors. So, they are a certificate to our good character. But it is unfortunate that people take this issue lightly. People will treat others with kindness but become completely negligent when it comes to treating their neighbors well. It is commonly seen that people argue or fight with their neighbors mostly. The woman of the house may begin arguing with neighbors because of an issue that arises regarding their children. And this often leads to the men of the house conflicting with the neighbors. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from arguing and fighting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, the first will be two quarrelsome neighbors. This means the disputes of neighbors will be dealt with first before anything else on the Day of Qiyamah. Now remember, in matters of worship, you will be questioned about Salah first. With regards to affairs, people who killed others unjustly will be held accountable first. With regards to the fulfillment of rights, you will be questioned about your neighbors first. So it's a serious matter, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that during the age of ignorance, people had three good habits. Muslims have a greater right of adopting these habits. He says, whenever a guest came to them, they would make great efforts in hosting and treating them well. The second, whenever someone's wife grew old, the husband would never divorce her. Rather, he would stay with her and support her. The third, if a neighbor was in debt or in a difficult situation, the people would try their best to pay off the debt or free him from difficulty. Allahu Akbar. These were the habits of who? Of the people who lived in the era, in the period we call the age of jahiliyyah, of ignorance. Now there are some foolish people seek to oppress their neighbor. They show jealousy towards them. Even seeing their neighbor advance in life burns them to no end. And due to our lack of Islamic knowledge, we treat our neighbors worse than they would be treated in the age of ignorance. Now, there are rights of neighbors as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked that, do you know the rights of a neighbor? And then he said, if he seeks help from you, help him. If he asks you for a loan, give this to him. If he has a need, fulfill it. If he falls sick, visit him. If he passes away, participate in his funeral. If he receives goodness, congratulate him. If he faces difficulty, offer your condolences. Do not build a home taller than his without his permission, lest the airflow reaching him is reduced. Do not trouble your neighbors. If you purchase fruit, give some of it to your neighbor. If you are unable to do this, concede it from them. Do not allow your children to leave the house with the said fruit, as your neighbor's children will become upset by this. Do not trouble your neighbors with the smell of your broth. Rather, send some of it to them. And the Prophet ﷺ then said, do you know the rights of a neighbor? I take oath by he who has power over my soul. Only those whom Allah has had mercy upon can fulfill the rights of a neighbor. The Prophet ﷺ explained, there are three types of neighbors. Number one, those who have three rights. Number two, those who have two rights. And number three, those who have one right. He who is your neighbor, related to you, and Muslim, has three rights. That is, the rights of being a neighbor, a relative, and a Muslim. The second, he who is your neighbor and Muslim has two rights. The rights of being a neighbor and Muslim. And the third one, and he who is your neighbor but not a Muslim has one right. And that is the right of being a neighbor. So yes, divis of Madani Channel, our religion of Islam is beautiful. Even if your neighbor is not a Muslim, he still has rights. And we should still fulfill his rights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon these beautiful teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.